You know, I've been thinking a lot about how the landscape of AI regulation is just undergoing this massive, fundamental shift right before our eyes. It feels like the ground is moving beneath our feet.
It's really striking when you look at the details. We aren't seeing gradual evolution anymore. Federal oversight is being drafted, revised, and enforced in real time, often moving faster than the actual software development cycles can keep up with.
It's exhausting, honestly. That traditional grace period for adaptation is completely gone. Tech companies are having to navigate these constantly shifting boundaries, where the rules can change before a single line of code is even deployed.
We're seeing concrete examples of this already. Take Anthropic, for instance. They recently faced distribution blocks for projects like Claude Mythos and Fable 5 after some friction with the Trump administration. It's a clear signal of how quickly things can get blocked.
And that's what really worries me. The core challenge isn't just the restriction itself, it's the profound ambiguity surrounding it. It's just so hard to know where the line actually is.
Exactly. Without published guidelines or clear checklists, companies are forced to reverse engineer what the government expects. It's a guessing game that no one really wants to play.
It's such a drain, too. Because there's no fixed framework, acceptable training methods can suddenly become risks overnight. We're seeing critical resources diverted away from actual innovation and straight into legal defense and constant policy monitoring.
As a result, compliance has fundamentally changed. It's no longer just a final pre-launch checkpoint. It's become a continuous, integrated process that runs throughout the entire life cycle.
It requires a whole new level of teamwork. Engineering teams now have to collaborate closely with legal and policy experts to stress test models against potential regulatory interpretations. It's a lot of moving parts.
While that collaboration is absolutely essential, we have to acknowledge the cost. It significantly slows down iteration cycles and increases operational overhead, which can be tough for agile teams.
But more importantly, I think this ambiguity creates a real chilling effect on experimental AI. It's stifling the spirit of discovery that makes this field so exciting.
That's a serious concern. Fearing export control violations or distribution bans, developers are increasingly playing it safe. It's stifling the rapid experimentation that has historically driven AI breakthroughs.
And speaking of export controls, that represents one of the most complex regulatory layers we're dealing with right now. It's incredibly nuanced.
We have to remember that national security and ethical deployment are legitimate concerns. However, current implementations often lack the technical precision required for such a fast-moving sector.
It's frustrating because broad directives frequently fail to account for the nuances of model training, fine-tuning, or open-weight distribution. It feels like a one-size-fits-all approach that just doesn't fit.
In the absence of clear criteria, companies are relying on informal guidance and cautious internal reviews. This results in a fragmented patchwork of compliance strategies that really hinders the establishment of industry-wide standards.
When you look at the big picture, the long-term implications for AI innovation are truly significant. We have to be careful about where this leads us.
Agreed. While oversight is essential to prevent misuse and ensure responsible development, real-time rulemaking without transparent guidelines creates an unpredictable environment that no business can thrive in.
This uncertainty can deter investment and slow research. It risks pushing innovation toward heavily regulated, corporate-friendly avenues rather than the grassroots or academic development that often sparks the best ideas.
For the AI ecosystem to thrive, regulators and developers must collaborate to establish predictable, clearly articulated policy frameworks. We need clarity.
Exactly. This includes defining measurable standards, providing grace periods for adaptation, and creating transparent feedback channels. We need a dialogue, not just directives.
The era of unguided AI development has ended, but effective regulation is still maturing. We're in a transitional phase.
I believe the companies that succeed will be those that treat compliance not as a bureaucratic obstacle, but as a foundational component of sustainable innovation. It's a mindset shift.
Ultimately, navigating this new reality requires agility, transparency, and deep, ongoing engagement between the tech industry and governing bodies. It's going to take all of us working together.